We have the body of the human being. And the value of the body, the human being's body, it's nothing unless the ruh, the soul, is in the body. So the reality of the body is the ruh, the soul, the spirit. And if we have a body, a person's proud of his body, he does so much for his body. When the ruh, the soul, comes out, then that person's buried into the earth, into the ground, that this person is of no use to us. So Allah Ta'ala has split the life of a person in those two portions. And the deen is the same way. We have the haqiqat, the real deen, and the ruh, the soul of the deen. If there's no soul, spirit in the deen, then the deen will be the same as the deen will be the same, just like the body without the ruh. Now if we look and analyze ourselves and we review ourselves, then from our circumstances and our daily issues, we can see that the ruh has come out of our deen. The ruh, the soul of the deen, that's the real thing. And if a person has a deen with the ruh present, then subhanAllah, his soul present, then the fragrance of that person goes to the heavens, to the skies. And he is a human being with no comparison. His salah is great, his dhikr is great, his life is great. My friends, there's no comparison to this. So where do we see this? Yes, that person, a body without a soul, is the same as you could say that the deficiency there and the issue there is similar to a person who has deen without the ruh. So we need to attain the ruh for our deen. We don't just listen to the words and we don't take any action that we're going to pass away. And if I don't have the ruh within my deen, then where will it be accepted? Just like the body without the ruh, it passes away. So that's why I stated those salah will be thrown back on the face of that person if they're not correct at the standard that is required. So this is a very important thing that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, that I have come, I have been sent for this ruh, that the ruh of this deen, the soul and the spirit of the deen, should be complete. And that is the akhlaq-i husn of the human being. What is the akhlaq? What is the ruh, the soul of the deen? Akhlaq-i husn. Their beautiful conduct, behavior, manners. A person who has the husn-i khulq, then his deen is complete. And in that deen where there is no akhlaq, no conduct, no manners, no good behavior, then it's like the body without the soul. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to give us this deen. And the example of that deen he presented to us, Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. It was the day of Eid. And everyone's busy on the day of Eid. People are going and coming and there's happiness. And everyone's wearing nice clothes. People are preparing for Salah. And there's happiness in the streets of Medina. And obviously, just like you see in such a day, children, they all create their own sort of circumstances. They quickly put their clothes on. The mothers apply the surma to the eyes and they wear the new clothes or the shoes. And the money is given to the children. They go outside, they'll play and run around. That's their life. And this is our Eid, alhamdulillah. So a person who's going, coming, he sees and he gets happy as well. He doesn't say anything. Today's Eid, the children are playing, they're enjoying themselves. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the head of Medina, and he was present, he came out, and he saw this happiness in Medina. Children are playing and they're rejoicing and they're enjoying themselves. And he saw them wearing their different colored clothes and enjoyment and playing. And there was one child who sat to the side, who wasn't involved. So whilst Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking, he saw that child. And this is the teaching of the deen coming now, the pillar of the deen. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgot everything at that time. And he went close to that child, say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the head of Medina, and he went close, this is a big word, close, he went close to that child. He went really close to that child. And he got so close and he addressed that child with such love and affection and emotion that nobody can imagine. And imagine this, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he pays attention to someone so much, then imagine the hal of that person, what status that person will have. So much tawajjuh, focus, attention with love. he's addressing that child. Imagine that person if he gets that so much attention where he reaches. So the child saw and he recognized. He sat there, tears in the eyes, he's crying. I've got clothes. There's dirt on the body, and the hair is disheveled and untidy. And the Prophet ﷺ said, with love and affection, that why don't you play with them? And all of the love was given to him, that why don't you play? What is the reason? And the person who has pain or immersed in problems, difficulties, he doesn't know, and all he knows is his pain and heartbreak. Only that person knows who passes through the difficulties. Only he can realize this. The person who gets the pain, the heartbreak, the issues and the difficulties, only he knows what is the situation. So the child, and he sat in this situation, he couldn't recognize the Holy Prophet ﷺ properly. He said, why do you trouble me? You are going, you're walking, continue. Continue. And why do you have a concern for my situation? And what do you know? That I also had a father. Subhanallah. This is the meaning of the hadith I'm presenting. He said, I also had a father. What do you know? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was included with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an expedition, and he lost his life. He was shaheed. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, then his eyes also became, they swelled up, and the tears came. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what happened then? Then he said, then what happened was that my mother got married again, and my father came, stepfather. And my stepfather, he turfed me out of the house. I didn't have clothes, I didn't have a home, I had nothing to eat. He told me to get out of the house. And are these stories not common today? In every society you will get these stories. Not that you have to go to a big country, a small country. Allah Ta'ala's tests occur everywhere. There are two reasons. Those people who are tested, and they are given promotion for this reason, that person, how much does he trust Allah? And those people who live there, they are given the test that in your heart, how much is there the ruh of the deen, the spirit of the deen, that you just continue to enjoy yourself, and you don't know whilst you're enjoying your life that what is the hal, the condition of the people around you. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then what happened then? Then he said, I don't have a house or no clothes, so shouldn't I cry when I see these children? I saw these children, and then I remembered my father. That today if I had my father, if he was present and alive, I would also wear clothes like this. I would also play like this. I would be with them. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, his tears came to the fore. And suddenly, subhanAllah, now comes the reward of this ibadah. What a great, great reward, my brothers. Better than hundreds of thousands of worship actions is this amal. The Prophet ﷺ gave ta'aleem, education to the whole ummah, for which he was sent to the ummah. Rasulullah ﷺ said, okay, so you don't have your father? Would you like this point, this point that your father is Muhammad, subhanallah, and your mother is Aisha, and your sister is Fatima, and your brothers are Hassan and Hussein? Allahu Akbar. Then his eyes opened up, he understood, and that was it. And suddenly the Prophet took his hand into his hand. Imagine how close he came to that child. And then the Prophet ﷺ, straight away he understood. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where am I? Where's my destiny that I get all of this? Allah's Nabi ﷺ said that you have attained all of this. Come with me. Then the direction changed. The situation changed. This is the rule of the deen, my friends. That if you find someone broken hearted, that he can forget his issues due to the affection that you show him, forget his difficulties and heartbreak. And he went back with the Prophet ﷺ to the home. As Aisha Siddiqa said, oh Aisha, the Prophet ﷺ said, my son has come, the clothes that Hassan al-Hussein is wearing, he will wear the same clothes. And we will give him the bath, and we will put the clothes on for him, and we will apply the surma, the eyeliner for him. And imagine the child that came to the home. And mashallah, everything, he was accommodated, treated as a family member, and his life changed. So everyone is aware of this event. It's not some new event that I'm telling you. It's not a new event. All of us are aware
But how much do we do amal on this point? We need to see how much of the soul of Islam is present within our lives. Do we understand this? This is a message to the whole ummah, the nation. The Prophet ﷺ gave this. That not just prostrations and fasting that will come for use. Unless there is ruh, the spirit, the soul of the deen. If we don't have affection, yes, we all know, mashallah, we all know how to worship, but the enjoyment is there if we take the hands and assist those people who are dropping. The makhluk of Allah, the creation of Allah, how much do we love them? That's it. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The child, he was given the good treatment with happiness. He was reciting and singing and he went out and he played with the kids. And they said, oh, just some time ago you were this and now look at you. What are you? All the children were amazed. And they said to him with his name, what's happened to you suddenly? So happy you are, rejoicing, you've been made up nicely, dressed up. What's happened? He said, why do you ask me? Is there anyone greater, more fortunate than me? My father is Muhammad. My mother is Aisha. My sister is Fatima. He said this with pride. And my brothers are Hassan Hussein. You asking me? And the children, they were amazed. They weren't the children of today. They stopped. And some children started to cry that if only our father was also shaheed so we could become like you. That we could get all of what you got, my friend. Subhanallah. So this is the ruh. The soul of the deen, the spirit of the deen, subhanAllah, every moment, every situation. We have issues that come in front of us, scenarios, people with the broken hearts, we hear they're shrieking, they're screaming, their problems are presented to us, they come past us. Quite a few things, always in the generation, things they revolve, but a person so selfish and worried about himself, that he, while he's walking, he's looking at himself, how nice are my clothes, my vision, my watch, how nice is it, my clothes, my items. This is not deen. Is this deen? What kind of pride is there on this deen that doesn't give us use in the hereafter? That a person, he should have such a desire in his heart to assist and help. Akhlaq should come in the heart of the person. Conduct, manners, behavior, affection for others. And when we pass away, we should pass away in the same way. That we shouldn't be worried about ourselves and feeling grief and difficulty for ourselves. We should feel the grief and worry for others. When the insan, the human being becomes like this, and his batin, inner self, his inner state is clean and pure, that he starts to love others. SubhanAllah, look at the reward. Amazing reward. When this emotion and condition is created within a person, the reward has been stated by the Prophet ﷺ. You don't need to do practice and wazifas and worship to see the Prophet ﷺ. He will come to your dreams. You will meet him in your dreams. So much the Prophet ﷺ loves a person who assists others. That you assisted my ummati today, you gave clothes to my ummati today, the hungry ummati today, you gave them food, that woman who was crying and her daughter was crying, you put your hands on their head and assisted them, there was an orphan, she had no assistance. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates hadith, great hadith, subhanallah. That, subhanallah, that a person who assists a yatim and adabalahu jannah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who assist an orphan, gives food, water, and helps an orphan, then in every way possible, Jannah is made wajib, compulsory for that person. Where are we seeking Jannah? Tell me. Where are we seeking the love and the affection, the qurb, the nearness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Don't do fake actions. Change yourself inside. There's dirt in the inside of us. The hardness of the heart that's inside of us. We see someone in trouble and even the tears don't come out of our eyes. The tears. When we see an orphan, we don't think about the orphan. They need help. They've got problems. Tell me. Tell me. And there aren't a few around today. There are so many in the generation today, in our society today. There's so high a number of people in need. The society is, you can say, destroyed, crumbled. That we cannot imagine people's really desperate scenarios. And there, in society, there are people with so much money that they don't even get tired of counting the money. Have you seen, can a ruler come in the world? Most definitely the ruler has come, but inside the heart, only, the makhluk, the love of Allah, the Allah's creation, that I tell you, there can be no greater person than that. If he has the love and affection, Allah sends such rulers like this. Allah Ta'ala sends the people like this. The person comes, but the people in the dunya don't appreciate the person. But nothing in the dunya can affect that person, we'll see this. The person who comes with the love of the creation of Allah and he says openly, I have love for nobody, I have the love with the poor people. And he proves it. Yes, that he goes to the big places in the world and he initiates his actions
with the grief for the human beings, he starts his actions. Wherever he goes, can anyone compare with a person like this? A human being like this? Tell me, who can compare with that person who has affection and love for the human beings, for the pain and distress of the human beings? Because Allah Ta'ala has illuminated his heart, the ruh of the deen is coming to him, that we don't have. So my brothers, this is what we need to attain, and this is tazkiyah, purification. When we see that there's so much dirt inside us, our hearts are so hard, that there's no mercy on anyone, no love for anyone, no affection. We don't even imagine mercy for anyone, not even our people at home, not on our wife, not on our children. And we have rock solid hearts. And a person goes towards anger and fighting and arguments and quarrels and disputes. So where will this come in use to us? My friends tell me, this is all a deception. Take hold of such a deen. We should focus on such a deen. We should analyze ourselves. How soft is my heart? How much do I love other people and consider people around me? If I don't have this, then most definitely the cure that's been given, we need to go towards the cure. Go to a khanqa, sit where the hearts melt and become soft. Okay? Go and take the hand of a darwish, of a wali Allah, who can teach you this worship, that what is the reality of life, what's the ruh, the soul of the deen. We don't even do that. And without effort, can you attain anything in life, my friends? Until today, has anyone attained anything? So how will we attain the ruh, the soul of the deen, without effort, without hard work? Tell me. We don't recognize, we're not aware of the importance, we don't try for this, we don't make effort for this. Look, my friends, my brothers, in the deen there are great examples in our deen. What is the ruh of the deen? The Holy Prophet ﷺ openly showed clearly, he said, I came for this reason. To utim an akhlaq, to complete the akhlaq. There's no other objective for my coming. The reason why this has been said? And the initiation of the Prophet ﷺ, he started, he was a yatim himself. He was an orphan himself, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, he was young child, and he was given the taste of this. That who is the orphan, the yatim, that when the mother dies, what's the grief? Person who doesn't have a mother, ask that person, that your life, how did it pass? Subhanallah, he will tell you. That on Eid, who did I remember? And certain days, a person who doesn't have a mother, without the mother, he lives his life. Tell me, ask that person, what is your hal of your, the state of your heart? But Alhamdulillah. Upon the sabr for that, then ask him the maqam, what is the status that you're given for the sabr on that as well? I'll tell you that as well. The person cannot imagine the maqam, the level he's given, the status and reward for having sabr on being an orphan. So the start, the beginning of the life of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he was yatim on both fronts, mother and father. And he was given this first and foremost, the test, that what he had to spread amongst the creation, that after a person is an orphan, what happens? Subhanallah. And when the respected mother of the Prophet ﷺ passed away, there was no one. He was in the wilderness, he was young, and there was the servant of the house there, and there was nothing to eat or drink. They were on a journey, and his mother passed away. And by so difficult, the grave was dug, and so much he was crying, Amma, Amma, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he stuck himself to the grave. Very difficult it was for to remove him from the grave. He was a young child at that time. Imagine how he would have traveled after that, how he left the grave. My mother was with me, where has she gone? Tell me. Tell me. So imagine the grief in the heart of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. This was the start of his life. And does this grief ever come in our heart? When we see someone in distress, that with this hard heart, what's the point of prostrating? Which du'as will be accepted of the human being? Tell me. Tell me, brothers, try. We need to try. In reality, we need to do an analysis. Our hearts are very hard indeed. Very hard indeed. Our hearts should be so soft that there's no differentiation or looking at or criticizing religions. We should feel the remorse and the pain in our hearts if we see people, human beings, in difficulty. And we don't get this by talking and speeches or lectures or by discussing, brothers. This is hard work and effort. We have to do mujahidah. We have to strive and work hard on our hearts. That, for example, a person will become very close. This is such a great action of worship. He becomes so close, that in the day when he does this amal, and in the night, the Holy Prophet ﷺ comes to his dream and gives him the ajr, the reward. What event shall I tell you about this? That a person, he sat in the night, he's in the company of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. There's the gathering of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba Kram. They say, oh Prophet of Allah ﷺ, what amal did he do that he's got this muqam? And Rasul ﷺ replies, he done such a great action. He did that amal for which I was sent to him. That amal, do you not see what action he did? He was like this, he did this with another person. Yeah, and he gave his time and effort, and he sacrificed his nafs. And his heart also wanted to just enjoy himself, but he thought that if due to my efforts, if his life is made, he becomes happy, that he didn't get happiness his whole life, and if due to me he becomes happy, subhanAllah, then why shouldn't I make him happy? I give up my desires and time and my nafsiyati requirements for this person. And the ajr, Allahu Akbar, don't ask. Such a great ajr reward. It's been hinted. Not hinted, the direct confirmation, the closeness to the Holy Prophet ﷺ is attained, the closeness to the Ahlul Bayt. So work hard, my brothers, I will work hard, you also work hard, let's look at our hearts. Don't just continue, I do ibadat, I'm worshipper, and I do mujahidat, I read Quran and recite Quran. No, look at your heart. When a test comes, a challenge comes, when you see somebody broken hearted in trouble, leave everything and join that person in his grief. Just like the Holy Prophet ﷺ left everything and he started to cry with that child. Yes, young child, was he a child? He'll be okay, put your hand on his, you'll be alright, don't worry. No. Join in with his grief. He took him to the maqam so that his heart rejoiced. May Allah Ta'ala give me and us all the true deen and the ruh of the deen. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم زمتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان وأجرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين